Good evening. This is Tuesday, September 8, 2020. It is 7 p.m. and I'd like to call this meeting of the public records to order. Opening up here, as we advertised on the website, we are just reviewing our public records as we are required to annually, and we're going to be looking at potentially destroying and disposing of some of our records that are allowed to by our state-approved RC2s. So with that, Tom, you're kind of new to the board and this stuff. Do you have any questions? I kind of sent some stuff to you before. I wasn't sure if any of it made sense or not, so.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep it on a high level if you want, but this is something I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Long and the short.
Yep.
So to get rid of public records, there was a need to get rid of public records because we just can't infinitely just keep storing and storing and storing. At some point, we need to start to be able to get rid of stuff. The Ohio Historical Connection is now the one, I believe, who is in charge of how they're going to handle storing documents. And they've come up with a system where different classifications for different documents will be kept for X amount of years. We fill out this form saying we want to keep these for X amount of years. And went down to the state historical connection, and then it went to the state auditor's office for approval, and then came back to us as an approved list of these sets of documents you don't have to contact us, just get rid of. There are documents that we have in our possession that are not on that list, which we would use what they call an RC1, which is basically a one-time disposal, and we can create that list when we're up at our records storage facility, and we review documents and go, hey, this doesn't fit any of these prescribed ones. Let's write this down on a list and see if the state of Ohio will let us dispose of it. Okay. RC3, which is the third class, is part of the RC2. And these are documents that the historical connection says, if you're ready to get rid of them, we would like to review them before you dispose of them. Doesn't mean they're going to take them and take custody of them. Just means they would like to have an opportunity to be able to review them to say, yes, we think this is of historical significance for the state of Ohio and we'd like to keep these and we'll take them, or they can just say no. After further review, we're done. Go ahead and dispose of them. Let's get rid of them. So that's the RC1, 2, and 3 that we currently are under with the state of Ohio. So we have this policy. We have a public records policy that's in place, and I emailed that out to Anita. I think that was our most current, if that sounded right.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So that you have that public records policy for your records as well, so you understood what that is.
Okay.
We had gone up August of 2019, it was all four of us, correct? Mitch, Scott, Anita, and myself. And we started cataloging some of the records. And we came up with a form like this. So in the first column, it says F, or it says a different, that coincides with what the terminology is on the RC2. Instead of writing out two sentences or a paragraph worth of data, we just use the code that is for on our RC2. So some of this stuff has already been gone through and we'd probably be able to dispose of it when we got up there. Granted, I would think after sitting there a year, we'd want to go through and verify that that's for sure what's in that box before we actually get rid of it. And if that's the case, then if we've passed the resolution and we're ready to move on, we should be ready to start downsizing some of our documents. And the only hiccup would be is that if it's over 50 years old, that automatically gets kicked onto RC3, even if it's on our RC2. But that's 50 years old. That's 1970.
Yeah, and we found some.
I see a couple listed here.
That were close.
So those boxes we'll have to go through and pull them out, and then put them on an RC3 and send it down to the state to have that reviewed. So.
You physically send them?
Or do you send them? The retention. Hey, we found this data set, like you see here.
Got it.
You know, we found F17. From 1966 to 1967, do you want to review these or do you want us to dispose of them? They have 15 days to review that request, and then if they say nope, go ahead and dispose of it, we can dispose of it.
Okay.
At that point. But they get 15 days to make a review. According to all this information that's in my folder that I printed off a year or two ago, I've been reading up on it here this week to make sure I was ready. So
the good news is we went through the first 150 years of the township records.
Yes.
Now we only have 70 to go.
We found some interesting things back there.
Oh, I bet.
Some of the meeting minute books we found, they're just, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, anybody trade a horse for a plow? plow or anything like that?
Haven't found that yet. So, yeah, I think we're at the point where we're ready to start disposing of, because again, that will start to, I mean, you're not going to drastically see the cost for us to keep them at Reed's record. That's not going to drastically go down, but at least it'll start being a manageable amount of documents that we have to maintain. So if we ever get requested, right now, if someone could come in here and say, hey, I want 1940s financial documents, wow.
If we still have them, we
got to give them.
So that's the importance of getting rid of that stuff. Now, there were suggestions on certain types of information, just put into your meeting minutes, because your meeting minutes, you can never, ever get rid of that.
Got it.
And we found stuff back into the 1920s,
yeah.
If I remember right, on meeting minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty impressive. Am I forgetting anything, Anita?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think
we pretty much covered a lot of the fun that we have up there. Oh, the reason why we're at Reed's, in this handy folder that I have, and guidance from the Ohio Historical Connection, they do not like the idea of just, throwing your documents in the basement where mildew, or in an area next to flammable liquids. They do really want you to be careful with them.
Sure.
And so Reed's is a perfect place. They handle documents for, I think, was it Smucker's, Smith's?
Lots of big names.
School districts, the whole nine yards. They're hanging, and it's sprinklered, it's monitored, the whole nine yards, temperature controlled, environmentally controlled. It's what the History Connection really would like to see, versus ours originally were in, if you know where the office is, there's actually a little like a half area above that ceiling, like 4 foot tall, and that's where our records were stored for a while. And then when me and Scott came in, they were on the office. I'm just sitting on the desk in the office down there.
Well, they were, Jerry had a lot, I think, at his house too, and brought a lot in.
Yeah, I think we had, six boxes, I think we brought in, plus a filing cabinet from Jerry, and because he needed that stuff with him, and when we brought it back, it all got piled back there at the township
now
office.
I have some boxes at my house.
Yes. So
much
can
more current, but.
In the future, we'll have to be looking at electronic. We don't really have a whole lot on the electronic end of our records retention, and we'll have to start doing that with emails and stuff like that. So, again, that's not for tonight. We'll work on that here in the future. But I think tonight, I think we can move forward with me. I think the best way to do this is do it by resolution. And I think some of the proposed ideas I have for this resolution are is that we're this sheet that we started, we'll add two columns. One says, approved by resolution number so-and-so, and then the second column will be destroyed on, and so we have a record of when it was destroyed and what resolution approved that, because as time goes on, some more and more documents are going to come out of the requirement for us to keep them, so we'll have to do additional resolutions to dispose of them. So if you're good with that idea, that was part of my resolution. If you're ready, I can start listing off what I have for resolution.
Yeah, I'm gonna put this over here. We had some documents that we'd already identified as RC1s.
Yes, and those were on this list as well.
Right.
And so we can start an RC1 list when we're up there. Those will have to get done, sent down, but at the same time, when they come back, we can destroy them right then and there.
Right.
So those were just the rough ideas of what I had to start off with.
Okay, one question.
I
use this numbering system for our regular meeting, and I have
state.
A couple of resolutions.
Great, change it.
Can we change that
number? Absolutely.
I don't know what to change it to, because they're both, if you dated this, maybe 01, and then, or
PR?
Records, PR?
Yeah,
public,
PR.
Public records, okay.
I'm good with that. Whatever you're comfortable with, I'm comfortable with.
Okay. 09-08-01 PR.
Good.
Public records.
I like it.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to help read this thing. I move to approve resolution 2020-09-08-01-PR regarding the approval to destroy the following documents. One, Sugar Creek Township documents that are listed on the Ohio History Connection State Archives of Ohio RC2 approved list from May 18, 2018, which is our last revised list. The township will destroy the records that have exceeded the required retention period as reflected on the RC2 column 3, which I believe is, did you catch? just so you follow where I'm at. Retention period.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that on the list.
Okay. Just want to make sure. To create a list that indicates, correction, to create a list that includes the RC2 identification, document start date, document end date, the resolution approving disposal, and the date of destruction. 4, if the record is older than 50 years, we will contact the State of Ohio History Connection for advice before destroying. If they do not want the record, we will follow their advice on destruction or retention. Do I have a second on that resolution? Thank you, Scott. Roll call, please. Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Thank you.
And with that being said, we'll start looking at our calendars. I did reach out to Otarma to let them know that we would be starting to destroy documents. They said, great, follow legal advice. So I looked up Ohio Revised Code, and it all goes back to the Ohio History Connection as being the ones that charged with the responsibility. And I did send off an email today, let them know that this is what we're gonna do. We're following RC2, we're following, I gave them a copy of the agenda minutes with the resolution that I was proposing. I haven't heard back from them, but so we have reached out and tried to cover our bases to make sure we were following proper procedure. Do we have any dates that would work? I need to think. Yours is a little bit more, maybe one more difficult.
Right now it's not bad because it's not tax season, so.
Okay.
I can.
We do not have to have a full board there either to make this happen.
Oh, but it's so much fun.
It's so much fun though. You really shouldn't miss out on the experience.
I feel like it's probably proper initiation for me to be there.
Yeah,
there'll
be
the
box
on the bottom. I was going to say, like, yeah, Tom,
move this box from here to back over here. Oh, move it back.
Yeah. It is kind of cool to see some of the older stuff.
Sure.
There's some nuggets in there that you uncover that it's like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty cool. I got to be very transparent and say the next 30 days for me are tough. I have got clients who I've committed to say, give me 48 hours notice and I'll be on site. That goes really through the first week of October, so. We can plan a date. If I'm here, I'll be there with you guys. But
cool.
If I gotta be going, I gotta go.
Gotcha. Tom, what about your schedule?
The next 2 weeks are rough. Like this week, next week, and the following week would be tough. So probably the earliest that it would work for me to. Because I'm assuming, are we talking morning, afternoon, what?
I'm not talking 8 hours.
Right.
We're talking about 4 hours. About
4 hours.
2 to 4 hours is about all you, I mean, after that, you start seeing a lot, yeah.
Are you guys thinking like an afternoon?
Yeah.
If that
yeah.
works for you, yes.
Yeah, so for me to take like a half day during the week.
My schedule looks, I only work on the 2nd of October, the 28th, 29th, 30th, and the 1st, I would be off. So afternoons, mornings are shot for me. Laura's now working, so.
I'm good on the 29th, 30th, and 1st in the afternoon.
Okay. Understandable.
You say you're working the 2nd?
Yes.
So you also work?
I work Saturday on the 26th, and I'm off till Friday the 2nd.
Okay.
Our meeting is the 13th.
All right, and what dates are you looking?
28, 29, 30, and the 1st. I think Tom is leaning more towards Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 29, 30, or 1st.
That's fine.
There's a possibility I'd have a conflict on the 29th,
so
a little bit more toward evening.
How about we just start planning for the 30th?
Okay, if we make it to the finals, I think it might be that night. So 30th or 1st of that week, and then the
yeah.
next week, The only conflict I would have would be on Monday the 5th.
Okay. Well, this isn't technically a meeting because we're following decisions that we already made. This is more we're just working together to follow what we've made as a decision here. So we don't have to public, it's not a special meeting that we have to publicize.
Okay.
The decision's made here already here a couple minutes ago. We just have to show up and actually do the work.
Okay.
Fun part. So how about we just tentatively look for 30th around 1 o'clock, 1:30?
1:30. 1:30.
I like it. That helped me out too. Thank you.
So, wait, what day did we go? The 30th.
Mm-hmm.
You say 1:30?
Yes.
September 30th.
Okay.
Right, not October 30th.
September 30th.
Yes, September 30th. Yes, Wednesday, September 30th. And that should easily give us, we should easily be able to hear back from the state to make sure that they're perfect. They're fine as well, so.
1:30. Yep. I have 1:30 to 2:30. Maybe I should leave a little more time.
Yes. Yeah, we're not looking at doing a marathon, like, do a couple hours here and there is what we can do.
Takes about an hour to kind of get acclimated to what you're seeing and how does it get categorized, and then you can really.
They have like tables you can bring the stuff in. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And the nice part will be is when we do find those documents we are going to dispose, we can catalog and log that we're disposing of it, and then they take care of the actual disposal. So it's not like we have to take boxes with us.
Right.
They actually provide the actual disposal as well. So
these
it means
on,
for a fee.
These on pallets?
Yeah.
About how many pallets do we have?
Two stacked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not
horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you realize how many pieces of paper,
oh sure,
that's substantial.
Yeah.
So
you can't do this, huh? You can't just leave through.
No. Not quite. So. And you good?
I think so. Can you maybe email that to me so I can?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, we discussed our time.
I probably shouldn't have that in here yet.
All the time and place. Oh, and you do know where they're stored at?
Reed Warehouse?
Yes.
I was there once. I can find it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that out right. In the airport road?
Old
it's
airport
right
road.
Old airport road.
Yeah, it's right before you make the turn to go back in.
Okay.
So. It's not just their warehouse, they share it with another company.
You can see it right from the main road.
Yep. So, and there'll be, make sure you have a driver's license. If I remember right, they check your ID. Because, I mean, they have sensitive material there. And obviously, we can't just wander the whole area, but they want to make sure who you are before you,
We also need to let them know we're coming because they'll pull out the records too. So.
Yep.
Okay.
I will make that.
You'll call.
Gloves are recommended.
Yeah.
Mask is. Recommend not
some of it's dusty.
COVID stuff.
It's just dusty.
Dusty.
Got it.
So contact reads for September 30 p.m. Okay. And this is the minimum requirement is just this annual meeting. Obviously, we find some more stuff. We may have more meeting to finalize an RC1 or an RC3. But other than that, this should take care of it for until next year. So,
okay.
Any questions, Tom?
Thanks for the explanation.
No problem. With that being said, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Absolutely.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor of adjourn the meeting at 7:20, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed? Motion carries, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Who seconded that?
I did.
You both lifted.
Close.
He made the motion. He seconded.
I bribed.
Yeah.
Oh, John, you didn't.
Oh, no, I gave it up.
Is this a motion?
No.
No, he asked for a motion.
He asked for a motion.
Okay.
Scott.
Okay.
You got me all screwed up.
I did. I threw a little
so
curveball out there.
Scott made the motion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tom.
Okay. Go ahead and stop the.